I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
Five. Hello, my fellow DDP yoga maniacs. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. here, where I am broadcasting from North Carolina. Stacey Morris is in New York, and Robert McLaren is down in the coast of Florida. My name is Mike Mullins from Mike90%.com, and of course I'm joined by the one, the only, the Uber DDP Yoga success story, formerly 345 pounds, now a lot lighter. Our co-host in the show, Stacey Morris, is with us. Stacey, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm pretty good. How's everyone?
Can't complain. And, of course, as always, the technical messiah of DDP Yoga, shall I say. He keeps things down on ddpyoga.com, and the underrated, underappreciated, as always, Robert McLaren. I don't think you could ever be appreciated enough. I know you hate long intros, but we appreciate what you do. Robert McLaren is with us. How are you, brother?
Doing good, man. Just hanging in there.
All right. We got an interesting show tonight. It's going to be a fun show. We've had a lot of, great outpouring of affection for these community shows, and that's why we do this. Of course, we love having great guests on here as well. But the reason we do DDP Yoga, or DDP Radio, shall I say, is for you. It's to celebrate you, the listener. And what's great about the DDP Yoga community shows is you determine the topic, you guide the show. We have a thin outline, and you steer us where we need to go. So we're going to be taking all kinds of callers tonight. We'll hope you'll give us a call. 347-994-1216 if you guys want to get on the line. Or you can hit Stacey Morris up on the chat. If you look on the right-hand side of the chat, Stacey Morris's name is right there. Click her, or you can ask it in the chat if it's something you want to put out to the public. But going to be a really fun show tonight, and as usual, we want to get into the topics at hand. But first, we're going to go over the DDP Yoga schedule, as usual. And I know there's a lot of people heading out to do some really cool workshops that DDP Yoga is putting on throughout the next couple months. And if you're in Knoxville, Tennessee, on November 8th, 2014, we're going to be there for a DDP Yoga workshop. We're going to be on January 9th, 2015, in New York City, the NYC. DDP Yoga takes the Big Apple. January 11th, 2015, Newport, Rhode Island. And, of course, March 21st, 2015, at Hammers Energy Fitness, my boy Matt Hancock's hosting a workshop in LaSalle, Illinois. And we've said this quite a bit, but we can't say it enough. The DDP Yoga Retreat is coming up July 17th through the 24th and October 16th through the 22nd, 2015. It's at the El Dorado Resort and Casita in the Riviera Maya, Mexico. It's the most amazing time of year, and it's not too early to get your deposits in because I got to tell you, it's really easy to do. Obviously going on vacation is a little bit expensive at times, but what we do is Katie and I, we put deposits down really early, and then we chip away at it throughout the year, so it's not such a big expense all at once. Makes it a lot more affordable, and it makes it a lot more doable if instead of just having that
That's
huge expense
idea.
Coming out.
That's a fabulous idea, Mike. Makes it
less
overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely, and you want to get there because it's a great time, and it's pretty much the annual meeting of, I don't want to say the who's who of DDP Yoga, but like Yoga Docs there, Stacey, you're there, DDP, of course, is there, Kimberly always comes, everyone who's anyone in the DDP Yoga community is at that event, and it's a really great meetup for all the people, new and old, in the program and the community. And as well as that, we have the DDP Yoga UK Tour is coming up. Not much information on that yet, but it's all coming together and forming quite nicely. And the DDP Yoga workshops are going to make stops in Manchester, Nottingham, Leicester, Birmingham, Cardiff, Portsmouth, Chichester area, and London as well. Location subject to change. A big UK tour for DDP Yoga. And you guys want to get on that because it's not every day that DDP makes it to the UK, but he loves it over there and tries to make a point to get over there as much as you can. And when he does, it's a big deal. I was talking to Robert last week. You know, last time he was over there, it was like the Beatles coming to America. It was like a big deal over there.
Wow.
I don't think it was quite that big.
I still have my fingers crossed for Buckingham Palace.
DDP Yoga and the Queen? Is that where we're looking at?
Why the heck not?
Absolutely. I think he's a little too, and this is with all due respect, Dallas, I think he's a little too brash and in your face to kind of, you know, meddle with the Queen. I think she wouldn't know how to take him.
Well, he could at least work on the guards. I think,
there we
you
go,
know,
that sounds...
they could always sharpen their skills, right?
Oh, absolutely. Don't want to forget, tonight, we didn't do it last week, but it's back again this week. We're going to be giving away a signed copy of Diamond Dallas Page's autobiography, Positively Page. It's a great book, a great autobiography, and we're going to have the DDP Yoga Bangin' Pop Quiz. So if you call the show, I'm going to pick one random person who calls, just at random. It could be anybody. You could call, it could be the first caller, it could be the middle caller, it could be the last. If you call the show, I may have a pop quiz question for you, and if you answer it, you know what? You're going away with a DDP Yoga signed copy of his autobiography, Positively Page. And if you don't get it wrong, try again next week, and we'll go to the next caller and ask them as well. We got some great topics this week. And once again, if you guys want to give us a call, 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. Or you can hit Stacey Morris up in the chat. But real quick, before we get into this week's topic, I wanted to give a little love to three of my best friends in DDP Yoga. I didn't get a chance to message them online yet. It's been kind of crazy. But I want to give a big shout-out to my boy Dave Orth, who became a certified instructor this week. He crushed his certification requirements, and he's been working out a long time. And he's one of the guys that when I first started DDP Yoga was the guy I'd go to for all my help and all my motivation and just getting me through. And he's crushed his certification, and I'm proud of him. And he's been killing it for almost longer than I have, and I've been doing it almost 4 years now. So, 3 years. But he's crushed it as well. And Josh McAdoo, my boy Josh McAdoo, the Alaskan, crushed his certification as well. And he's been, you know, killing it out there in Alaska for a long time. And he's dealt with some emotional gravity, but he's busted through, and he's gotten through it as well. And, of course, last but not least, Nolan Bobbitt, who is probably one of the coolest guys I know, one of the most mellow, down-to-earth guys. You can sit there and bring your problems to him all day long, and he'll sit there and listen to you, give you great advice. And he's another guy who's busted through some emotional gravity and conquered it to become, the third DDP Yoga instructor in Tennessee and the first DDP Yoga instructor to lose 100 pounds or more. So, Nolan Bobbitt, congratulations, my brother. Much love to all three of you. And that kind of ties into our topic tonight. We didn't really have a topic because it was a community show, but Stacey brought a couple topics to us as well that we wanted to discuss in the show because gravity is an important part of the DDP Yoga community and the lifestyle because it's part of life. Stacey, what made you want to choose this topic to talk about today?
Well, you know, just what you said, it is an unavoidable part of life and no one is exempted. Doesn't matter how long you've been on the team or how much weight you've lost, that has nothing to do with it. It's, you know, life comes at you. And I think one of the wild cards in life that I've discovered is other people's behavior. And sometimes it can really throw me into a funk. But the difference is now I deal with it differently. I mean, it still happens, but it's how do I react to it? How do I handle it? Instead of, before my coping techniques were two extremes. I was either binge eating or I was dieting. And I just realized tonight that dieting was actually just as much of an escape for me as food because I could obsess on the rules and the products and the colors and, you know, and just kind of lose myself that way and not really have to think about what was really bothering me. And it was only when I, after so many times falling down, and I always say now, I didn't fail at diets. Diets failed me because they're a ridiculous premise. But I finally figured out, you know, in order to get this weight off and keep it off and keep a certain level of sanity, I'm going to have to face problems head on instead of eating over them or distracting myself in other ways. And I'm going to have to get honest with myself and with others. And that was scary. It was a gradual process. I didn't, you know, just jump off the cliff at once, you know, everything at once. But I just gradually had to get a little more brave. It wasn't easy. You know, I had to learn how to speak up for myself and set boundaries. And I had to learn how to let myself feel, you know, if I was feeling something uncomfortable. And it's really that clear cut, you know, which doesn't mean it's always easy, but it was a formula that worked for me, and it really does keep the emotional gravity from keeping me down, you know, because sometimes I do feel very tackled by it. I feel very overwhelmed by it. And so what I'll do is I'll either channel it physically, I'll do a workout or take a walk. I will make sure that my eating is, you know, extra clean, so I'm, you know, I've got the clarity mentally. And then usually what will happen is I do find myself needing to reach out for support, because no one walks through this alone, nor should we. And that's where the community comes in, you know, just is a lifesaver. And I reach out to people in the community and my circle of friends and people that I trust. You have to have a circle of people that you trust. So this is all just like common sense stuff that most magazines and diet, you know, industry, they won't tell you this because it actually works, you know. And then when it actually works, it means you don't need the diets and the gimmicks. So that's my take on it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And Stacey, you talk about, you know, dealing with life and dealing with what it throws you. And I know I've said this in the show before, and people are probably sick of hearing it, but it's absolutely true. You know, buying Diamond Dallas Page DVDs doesn't, you know, change your life. You know, Diamond Dallas Page DVDs aren't going to change your life. Simply what he gives you in those DVDs and the books and the radio show is knowledge. Knowledge to get through things, knowledge to deal differently with things and look at things in a different point of view, knowledge how to do DDP yoga, knowledge how to, you know, deal with emotional gravity and deal with your eating, you know, changes. Basically, what he gives you is knowledge. The DVDs themselves aren't going to change your life, but it's, you know, dealing with looking at life in a different way, in a different point of view. And maybe, you know, when faced with two scenarios, I've always gone left, maybe this time I should go right. It's just, you know, it's a completely different way of dealing with things. You know, DDP yoga DVDs aren't going to change your life, but, you know, he gives you a lot of knowledge and things to look outside the box, things you normally wouldn't look at. And I know I'm going to talk about this right now, because, and then we got a couple callers I want to get to in just a second. But Nolan Bobbitt, I mentioned him earlier, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this because he's been pretty open with it. But he's dealt with a lot of emotional gravity in the past years. You know, sometimes things are hard to deal with in life, and life happens. And, you know, Nolan was one of those guys, you know, was there for me, you know, from the get-go. And he was one of those guys that, in order to get through his emotional gravity, he didn't disappear like you see a lot of people do. And that's just a lot of people's way of dealing with it. He didn't disappear and just go away and just let, you know, everything build up and stew and, you know, ruin him. He was, sat there and got on the boards and got to the website and got to the community, called people and told people, listen, my life is really tough right now. I'm dealing with a lot of shit. I'm not dealing with it well, and I'm struggling with it. And he actually used the community, the DDP yoga community, which is a great, you know, tool to have in this program, and used that to pull himself out of the hardship he's having. Now he's a DDP yoga certified instructor, which just is what you were talking about, Stacey. You don't disappear, you don't withdraw, you go and you dig in deeper, you get a hold of people, you talk to people, because that's the way you're going to get through this. I mean, I don't know many people who, you know, deal with the depression by, you know, hoarding up in their house and shutting all their doors and not doing anything, and that actually makes that any better. I don't see that. I think, you know, reaching out is the key. this situation?
Yeah, definitely just reaching out and admitting it, admitting that, you know, you've got some human stuff going on really diffuses it, because it just brings it out in the open. It's a relief. It's a relief to just say it to somebody mm-hmm. else. And it's really wonderful to get a supportive reaction, which is what our community is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And they always say the first step of solving a problem is admitting there's actually a problem. And that's a hard thing to admit to yourself sometimes, let alone a whole community of people. But you don't have to go in the chat room and say, hey, I'm depressed, but have that group of people that you can trust and know are there and have your back that you've known for a while. For me, that's Dave, and that's Josh McAdoo and Matt Owen and Nolan Bobbitt and, so many great people in this community that I know that if I had a problem, I could give them a call and say, listen, shit's going down right now. It's not good. Things are, tough for me. And I know they'd have my back. And I know it's really important to kind of have that type of person in the community. If you don't know somebody, and if you're new to this community and don't have anyone like that, you message someone. Just start a conversation, and I guarantee you something will grow from that conversation. And, people are looking up for you. A lot of people here have your back. And despite what you think or what you know it or not, people want you to succeed. And it's not a competition here. It's not trying to outdo each other. It's not, trying to get ahead of each other and climb on top of each other. It's people
yeah.
supporting people. We're all DDP Yoga warriors. We're all DDP Yoga maniacs, and we all have each other's back. And when you succeed, Stacy, I succeed. And when Robert, you succeed, I succeed. We all, root for each other.
Absolutely. And actually, Mike, you reminded me how I got the idea for this topic was because somebody in the community posted something on Facebook, and she was very honest about having some emotional gravity and wanted to share it and was seeking support. And one of our longtime members, who I hope will be calling in, he didn't make any promises. He's going to try. It's Henry Dembski. He's been around longer than I have. And he responded to her and said, he was very supportive and said, way to go, great being honest. And we need more of this, because he said so often we just talk about the workouts or the food, and this is a really, it shouldn't be taboo, It's part of life. And so when you're having that round of it and that bad day or, a dark cloud for whatever reasons, whatever circumstances are in your life, don't get quiet and go inward. When you're in some pain and discomfort and you feel overwhelmed, that is the time to reach out. And you don't even have to do it publicly. If you have a member that you have a rapport with, send them a message. You don't always have to put it up on the boards, but just know that if you do, it's the community that's got your back. So you don't have to ever be hesitant about that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And full disclosure here, as we talked about last week, my move was a big, life-changing moment for me, and I just want to update some people on where I'm at. A lot of people have messaged me saying, hey, you can do it and stuff. I knew that day one that this was going to be hard. And, emotional gravity or, gravity in life doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. This move that I'm doing is the best thing I've done for me and my girlfriend and my family for a long time. And it's a great thing. It's exciting, but it's a lot. It's a lot to, take in. It's a lot to, physically and mentally prepare for. And I knew that I wasn't going to, deal with it as well as I should. And I allowed myself that, straight from the path, and I gave myself a set start date, and I have gotten back on that start date 100%, and I weighed myself yesterday, and I'm down 6 pounds from the previous week, which, was really important for me. And we talk about that emotional gravity and stuff, and recovering from the emotional gravity is important, and it was really important for me to kind of just set that date for me. My date was last Wednesday, and just firm date. That's when the bullshit ends. This is where it, stops. And, which is a huge difference from the person I was. Back in the day, having this week or 2 weeks of just, eating like garbage and not working out well would have completely not just ruined my momentum, but ruined my progress for the future. I would have been done. I would have seen the law, the weight gained, progress lost, not worth it, done with this, screw it, I'm out. But the DDP Yoga brand and the DDP Yoga community is so ingrained in my life right now. And I mean that, both, I love DDP Yoga, And even in my life, like, I look on Facebook, and I scroll down Facebook, and almost every single post is a DDP Yoga person, or is talking about DDP Yoga, or Dallas is posting something, or DDP Yoga is posting something. So even if I wanted to, I couldn't get away from it. But, you know, seeing that post and seeing that Nolan got, certified, and seeing Dave and Josh got certified, and seeing people post recipes and their strengths and all their victories that they've done, even struggles, you know, made me, you know, think, you know what? This is fine. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. This is part of my life, whether I like it or not.
You know what you discovered, Mike, is, you know, you got away from the black or white thinking, the all or nothing, and you took the middle road, you know, and you knew, look, I can't be 100% on it right now. I'm going through a tough time, and I'm giving myself permission to do that. I'm giving myself some leeway, and you didn't, you know, basically undermine it by judging what you were going through and what you decided to do. You eased up on yourself, and you see what a difference that made?
Oh, amazing difference. And that, you hit it right on the head there, Stacey. People think to themselves, I'm either on or off. They think I'm doing well, I'm doing bad. You can be just coasting along sometimes. You know, maintenance, you know, in tough situations, and especially we're talking about emotional gravity. Sometimes you can't give the DDP Yoga lifestyle everything you've got because you've got so much going on, you know, around that. But, you know, maintenance and just, like, staying the course and, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, perfect. Maybe I'm not, you know, horrible. I'm kind of just, you know, getting by. Sometimes that's a victory in itself. That is a victory in itself.
Yeah.
I'll go out and say that.
It is. It is. Considering, you know, I have gone the middle road many times. It's what keeps me sane and keeps me on track. And when I look back to, you know, my history with food and the way I would, you know, totally abuse it and use it as a tool to hide, you know, when I go a little off track, who cares, you know? I'm not even close to what I used to do with it. And really, that's what matters to me.
I told Katie recently, I told her, I said, you know what, me on my worst day here is still better than my best day before. And that's what you got to look at. It's not an all or nothing world, you know. It's we think that way sometimes. Like, I remember, like, back when I used to eat like garbage all the time, I'd have a bad day and I'm like, well, screw it. This week is lost. I'll just get back on next week. But it's not an on and off. And, you know, staying the course and, you know, staying, you know, in the middle road isn't a bad thing, like you put. And I love the way you said that, the black and white world, because so many people look at it that way. And I couldn't give myself completely to DDP Yoga and eating clean 100%, you know, the past couple of weeks. But I stayed the course, and I didn't do as much damage as I could have. I didn't do as good as I could have. But, you know, sometimes maintenance and, you know, even road is somewhat worth it.
It is. And, you know, you did great. And you were also very honest about it. And I know in doing that, you inspired others and you gave them perhaps some extra tools in their toolbox that they didn't realize was an option.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacey. And I appreciate all you guys' support and all your messages of inspiration and, you know, positivity. And, you know, well, that's what we do here at DDP Yoga. We all share with each other. We give it back in abundance. But we're going to get to a caller real quick. We're going to get to a caller, and then we're going to go to a promo. We've got a promo from Roddy Piper. Give a little love to DDP Yoga in just a minute. But before we get to that, we're going to have Liz Collins on hold. Liz is a certified DDP Yoga instructor, one of the hardcore sisters for life. And, of course, she has the Hardship Fund as well, which I've been talking to her. I've been meaning to get that on the show, and we're going to have her on the show full-time for one full show at some point. But she's on real quick, and let's get to Liz.
La Liz.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I finally had a Wednesday evening free. I've been meaning to call for a while.
Are you?
So I can't believe you have time to even do this between your marathons and the Hardship Fund and, you know, your videos. You're amazing.
Yeah, I'm a nutritionist now, so I'm doing that for people in the Hardship Fund, so that's taking up some more time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. And my daughter did not get the message that I'm busy, so I spent 45 minutes looking for a little piece of molded plastic Dora toy So if someone could explain to her that I'm busy, that would be awesome.
So Liz, I mean, how do you, you've got experience, you know, with emotional gravity. Do you have any, you know, any thoughts or advice for people who might be struggling with it?
It's funny that you have this as a topic. I've been thinking about this all week, just randomly. There's that Dalai Lama quote that if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. And if you want yourself to be happy, practice compassion. And, I mean, really, since I've thrown myself into this whole hardship fund and just sort of, I'm teaching yoga, I'm doing nutrition for people, I'm doing all that, it's so rewarding, and it puts such a perspective on any issues I have that it's just, it's very centering, and it really helps with those issues of emotional gravity that might come up. And, I mean, there's also something we said for being, you know, idle hands kind of can be emotional gravity's plaything. So, I mean, just kind of keeping yourself busy. And I mean, exercise in itself is such an endorphin rush that when you're, I mean, I'm now forced to work out because it's my job. So when you have that set regimen of endorphin, essentially, I mean, that all plays into this, you know, this way of kind of keeping yourself going.
Absolutely. And you mentioned such a great point about the endorphins. I mean, that is one of the best things you can do just immediately is get on the mat, you know, just start moving.
Yeah, I mean, I read a couple of studies that are looking at how exercise stacks up against, you know, heavy prescription antidepressants. And, I mean, it's really staggering how effective just some cardio exercise can be.
And it's
yeah,
it's
definitely.
So, people don't realize, I mean, you hear it all the time, like just the antidepressant part of exercise, but I actually feel like a physical, like, rush of, like, positive and happiness and just, like, I always liken it to, I call it the DDP yoga high, because it's almost like, you know, I've taken something, because after you work out, I've never had a workout where I just don't feel good, and that's never happened. And, you know, that's an instant pick-me-up for someone at the end of the day who's had a hard day of emotional gravity, and just a rough day at the office, a rough day at work with the kids or, you know, family, just getting on that mat and working out. I call it an instant mood lifter because it really is. It really does just instantly put you in a good mood.
Absolutely. I mean, when I did my first half marathon, I took a rest week, which they recommend for running. And I had a lot of anxiety attacks and kind of depressive symptoms. And so I talked to my doctor about it, and she was saying that when you come off that much training, and then your endorphins just plummet. And so now I'm under doctor's orders not to take rest weeks, which is pretty cool because I have such a bad reaction to having that sort of plummet of endorphins. But, I mean, you know, the flip is true that if you're feeling very down, getting some exercise in, well, then, like you said, it's a mood elevator.
It's in so many different levels, in the mood, physical, you know, injuries. I always call, whenever I talk to Dallas, I call him Dr. Dallas, because I always say DDP yoga is my medication. Dr. Dallas Page is my doctor prescribing the medication. If I don't do my medication, I can't live at my optimal self. I have symptoms that I don't want to deal with if I don't want to take my medication. And DDP yoga is my script. Dallas Page is my doctor. And the good thing is I don't have to meet him in a dark alley to get my prescription.
And Liz, now that you're a nutritionist, I would imagine you tell clients what a role clean eating plays in, you know, in feeling good. And that includes,
absolutely,
you know, clarity and energy levels and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the only clients I'm actually working with are people who are going applicants of the Hardship Fund. I'm dedicating that portion of my work to that. So, you know, it's really teaching them about how DDP Yoga's nutrition guide works and what it can do for you in all aspects of your life.
And for those who are unaware, do you want to explain a little bit about where they can find the Hardship Fund and what you guys do there?
Yeah, so but in a nutshell, the Hardship Fund is set up to get DDP yoga to people who can't afford it, but who have all the other things going for them, like they're committed, they want to make a change, they know it's good, but they just have that one financial hurdle, and we're just there in that Team DDP community to help them. Right now, we've got, you can support it in a number of ways. We take PayPal donations. We have a Zazzle store where we sell T-shirts and stuff like that, which Robert helps with, so thank you very much. And also, a member of the Team DDP yoga community called Pam East has put up eBay auctions for these beautiful, and I really hope I win one, silver, pure silver pendants with the diamond cutter symbol. So they're really cool. And basically all the information for that is at LizDDPYoga.com.
Awesome. And, you know, just, you know, this is an up-and-up charity, too. They've got a lot of people auditing it and looking over it, and it's a really great thing. And you're getting DDP yoga into people's hands who, you know, otherwise wouldn't be able to. And what I really dig about the Hardship Fund that you're doing is it's not someone who just, like, calls up and say, hey, I wanna do DDP yoga, give me the DVDs, yada, yada, yada. You know, you make sure it gets in the hands of the right people, the people who are committed, the people who are going to get the most out of this. And it's a really great thing, so we appreciate you doing that, and we're going to have you on sometime in the upcoming months to talk about it some more. And thank you so much for calling, Liz. We appreciate it.
Okay, before I go,
yeah,
can I just give a big shout-out to, obviously, Dave Orth, because I worked out with him a lot while he was certifying, but also to Eric Turner, who also got certified recently.
Oh, yay. Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Who I mentored him as well, so I'm so proud of them both.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling, Liz.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Everything you do, Liz. You're absolutely an angel.
My mitzvah. Thank you.
Okay. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right. We had another topic on hand, too, that we were going to talk about called the art of planning, but we might have to save that for another episode. If we can get it on here tonight, we will. But the phone lines are lighting up, so we're going to get to another caller for now. Dave Orth is on the line. Is it Dave Orth?
How you guys doing?
Hey,
Dave. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate the shout-out.
Oh, no problem. I'm sorry I couldn't get a hold of you on Facebook. I've been meaning to message you a couple times this week, but it's just been kind of crazy. But congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you very much. It's all good, you know. I just wanted to call in and thank everybody, Liz Collins especially, for mentoring me through a lot of the process and doing a lot of workouts and providing a lot of input as far as my critiques go. And, you know, so many other people that I could thank. I mean, Mike, Stacy, you know, Dallas and you know, some Sparky. There's so many people I could name that, you know, I really feel has helped me along the way, you know, my journey over the past, you know, 2.5 years of doing DDP yoga. And, you know, really were essential in molding me and allowing me to get certification. So, but I also wanted to congratulate the other, you know, instructors, newly certified instructors, you know, Eric Turner, Nolan Bobbitt, Josh McAdoo, as well. And also Steve McAvoy, I guess it is. So those are four other guys that have recently gotten certified. So I wanted to congratulate them as well. So,
awesome. Well, you deserve it, man. You've been doing this program a long time, and you've helped a lot of people, and, you know, that certification doesn't come, you know, just thrown to you. You worked really, really hard for a long, long time to get this, and one of the most deserving people I know who should be a certified instructor is Diamond Dave Orth, so I appreciate it, man, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, I really appreciate it. Take care.
Take care, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Dave was one of those guys that when I first started DDP Yoga, it was before the whole Arthur thing blew up, the video, and, you know, went crazy. Pretty much in the chat room, it was Sparky, Robert, me, Dave, and maybe like one other person just milling around in there, you know, talking about DDP Yoga. And one day the Arthur video hit, and then all of a sudden the chat room was packed, 80, 90, 100 people in there. And, you know, Dave's one of the true originals of DDP Yoga. You know, been there before. Everything blew up, and he really deserves all, you know, the certification, and he's killed it for a long period of time. Congratulations, Dave. And let's see. I'm checking to see who we got next. Before we get to our next caller, I just got word from Robert. Got a big show next week. We just got word that Stevie Richards from the WWE, former WWE superstar, he was the Blue World Order in ECW. He was a WCW star, WWE long-term star. He was with them for a long time, wasn't he, Robert?
Yeah, several years, and he was with TNA as well.
Yeah, TNA, too, is Dr. Stevie. And Stevie Richards is a DDP Yoga maniac to the T. You know, he represents DDP Yoga really, really well. And he's a certified instructor as well. He's the first level one certified instructor, and he's in phenomenal shape. And I actually messaged him the other day. I'm like, hey, man, not to sound like I'm hitting on you or anything, but you've got an amazing body. How do I get that body? And I just he looks amazing, and he's a great guy, and we're excited to have him on the show next week. Stevie Richards is going to be on with us, and he's going to talk DDP Yoga. We'll talk about his career a little bit and talk about how he stays in such amazing shape because he does. He has one of those, like, bodies that's just like, wow, you look at it as a guy, and you get instantly jealous, and then you hide your girlfriend in the closet.
So he's going to be spilling his secrets, huh?
Yeah, exactly, right?
I hope.
But, yeah, Stevie Richards is going to be on the show next week, and he's a true DDP Yoga maniac, and we're excited to have him on the show. So definitely tune in next week for him. We got another caller on the line. Let me see. Who do we got here? Is it George?
We need to do a break.
Oh, shoot. Yes. Sorry, I got carried away a little bit. Yeah, we're going to do a break. We've got Roddy Piper, his podcast, Piper's Pit. He's putting over a little bit of DDP Yoga. Sorry about that. Got a little carried away. And we're going to give it to Roddy right now, the Roddy Scott, Roddy Piper.
So my friend Diamond Dallas Page is the guy who created DDP Yoga. Yeah? Okay. He came up with DDP Yoga after he got hurt in the ring. He thought his career was finished. So when he saw what DDP Yoga did while rehabbing after his injury, he decided to share it with everyone. Now, DDP Yoga, it ain't your mama's yoga, okay? This is a cardio workout. It'll get your heart rate going. DDP Yoga builds strength and flexibility, and it's real easy on the joints, too. DDP has helped thousands of people around the world, and he can do the same for you. Here is your chance to try DDP Yoga. Diamond Dallas Page is offering my listeners, a great deal on the Max Pack. It's 15 workouts that anyone can do. It's got a nutritional guide, a meal planner, and recipes. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Piper, P-I-P-E-R. Okay? That's ddpyoga.com/Piper, P-I-P-E-R dot the I, to take advantage of this special offer only available to my listeners because he's my friend. One more time, that's ddpyoga.com/Piper. You can also go to podcast1.com, click on the Keep Our Podcasts Free banner, and then click on Piper's Pit. It'll take you straight to the DDP Yoga. He's my pal. He's for real. He can help you because he's helping me. I love him.
Hot Rod, Roddy Piper, a true legend in the business, and also star of my favorite movie ever, They Live. Thank you, Hot Rod. If you get a chance, head over to his podcast at Piper's Pit. He has a great show as well. Before we get to our caller, we have a mailbag question. We have the DDP Yoga Radio mailbag. Stacey usually handles that. And if you want to get a question on for next week, if you don't feel like calling, if you're a little shy to call, if you can't listen live, give us an email, StaceyMorris345. That's StaceyMorris345 at yahoo.com. And we'll get Stacey's questions on. And Stacey has some questions for this week that we're going to get to, and a couple of really interesting ones. So, Stacey, you have the mailbag questions with you.
Yeah. The first one is from a team member named Melissa, who is fairly new. Actually, she's been a member 18 months. And has found major inspiration in Arthur's video and in some of the other success stories. she's feeling overwhelmed, which I think is a really common thing when you're starting out, and just doesn't know where to begin, whether it's the workouts, the clean eating, the gluten-free, all that stuff. There's a lot thrown at you, and I totally understand, between dairy-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, organic, non-GMO, you know. And actually, I put this in the chat room. I did an interview on a blog, which was very thorough, I felt, and went step-by-step over how I made it out of food addiction. But what I did is I didn't try to do everything all at once, because I knew that would just backfire. I mean, I kind of liken it, and this is what I tell people that I counsel, is you got to look at it. If you've known anyone who's ever had a broken leg, I mean, it's a process to get back on that leg. You have to take it in stages. The leg gradually gets stronger. The bone starts to fuse and heal. So what I did was I just said, okay, what is my biggest problem? And at the time when I started, it was the foods that I had been living on, which were junk foods. And I just eliminated, you know, the most damaging ones and said, okay, let me just try eating some meals, you know, with no restrictions on amount, but just some meals with regular food that wasn't junk food. And that was a big enough change. That was enough of a leap. And it was really all I could handle at the time. I didn't want to put too much on myself and scare myself back into my old ways. So, Melissa, that's what my advice to you is pick your biggest hurdle, your biggest thing that you feel is holding you back or damaging you, and work on that in a way that you can live with it. You know, don't make it feel like a diet or a really uncomfortably strict imposition. You know, be gentle, but, you know, do some slow, steady changing in a really rational way. So that's my take on it. How about you guys?
That's a great point, Stacey. And I think a lot of the problem most people have with DDP yoga, for me at least, is, you know, the initial getting off the couch. And we say this all the time, just push play. I find that pushing play is the hardest part of me getting to the workout. It really is, because once I'm in the workout, I'm feeling great. It's going great. I love it. It feels good. I'm getting a lot out of it. But just standing up, physically getting off my couch, putting the mat down, and pressing play is the hardest part of the workout for me, especially with me being a notorious procrastinator. Advice to her is to just, you know, get in the motion of just getting up and starting the workout. Even if you're not doing it right away, just get the habit of getting up, sitting up, pushing the workout in, and pressing play. That'll at least get you a habit of, you know, getting the workout on. And, you know, one day start there. And a lot of people at DDP Yoga post some great videos of, you know, diamond cutters, you know, black crows and headstands. And seldom do people post videos of them doing wake up or energy, which is, you know, some of the lighter workouts. And it's a little bit intimidating to kind of look at that and then see I'm not there yet, and to see all those pictures and videos coming out. When I first started DDP yoga, I got about 10 minutes through the energy workout before I collapsed on the floor and didn't get up for an hour. The thing you've got to realize is it's not going to come to you quickly. It's not going to come to you instantly. It's going to come to you, but it's going to take hard work. If you have to, do 5 days in a row of doing 5 minutes of the lightest workout. And just do that every day for 5 minutes, and then build up to 6 minutes. That you know, habit of just getting yourself into the routine of doing the workouts and just having the routine, because it takes a while to build a habit. And, you know, DDP yoga is a creature of habit. It's something you're going to have to get used to doing often if you truly want to change your life. And building a habit sometimes isn't easy. And that's my advice to you. It seems like, for me, you seem like intimidated to just get started. It's so much. Just be in the habit of doing 5 minutes for the first week. Then maybe next week do 7 minutes, and it'll build from there. Like I said, when I first started, I couldn't do 5 minutes, 10 minutes of energy. And the next day I did 11. And then the next day I did a few more minutes. And it builds. And that's one of my favorite things about DDP yoga, is the proof isn't in the pudding. It's in what you can do on the mat. Because I can do things today that I couldn't do yesterday. And seeing yourself grow in the progression of, wow, I did a 3-second push-up. Yesterday, I couldn't do that. You know, it's one of those things that you instantly see yourself grow, you know, on the mat, you're looking at yourself, you're like, wow, I just did something I couldn't do yesterday. And that's where the growth happens. And that's where, you know, keeps people coming back.
Absolutely. Robert, do you have anything to add on that one?
No, I think you guys got it covered.
Okay.
All right.
Mike, do we want a call or another e-question?
Let's finish up the mailbag. We have one more. We'll do the mailbag, and then we got another caller on the line, too, and we'll get to that.
Okay, so this is from Joanne, and she's a new member also, who was real psyched about starting and was enjoying the workouts. She had a prior knee injury, and they're still trying to assess what exactly it is, but her doctor has advised complete rest. And she doesn't really want to do that. She feels like she'll be backsliding. And what would we advise? You know, just push through and do it anyway. And we were talking about this before the show started, and we're unanimously, you always have to listen to your doctor. And there is a time for rehabbing and getting back into it and building your strength, and there's definitely a time for no activity and rest. And sometimes that's just what's called for. It does not mean that you're backsliding. If you're going to be resting, I would really advise, you know, paying more attention to the food and eating as clean as possible. But there's value in that rest. So don't get discouraged by it. And definitely listen to your doctor.
Yeah, Stacey, there's a common misconception with DDP yoga that DDP yoga is just a workout exercise video. It's so much more. It's a complete like lifestyle. It's attitude. It's eating clean and it's working out. You know, working out is only one part of the DDP yoga program. And if you have to cut that out for a little while, there's still two important parts of the DDP yoga practice that you can, you know, keep part of your life. And that's the clean eating, which is going to be really important at this time. To maintain where you're at, and also, you know, the positive outlook on life, the positive lifestyle, the energy that, you know, is the DDP yoga community. So just because you're not doing the workouts doesn't mean you're not still doing DDP yoga, and that's really important to remember. And, you know, get yourself involved in the community, grow in that sort of way, and grow in, you know, the eating lifestyle and the positivity, and just, you know, envelop in the community and help people get you through this. When you're done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you're done rehabbing your knee or whatever you have to do, you can either just, you know, drift away, or you can be ready to come back and kill it harder than you did before.
There you go. Yep, so that's our advice, Joanne, and good luck with your rest period and stay connected to the community.
Absolutely. All right, thank you, Stacey, for that mailbag this week. And once again, if you want to get on Stacey's DDP Yoga mailbag, email us stacymorris345@yahoo.com. 345 is way in the past for Stacey Morris, but it's still her email address, so definitely hit her up for next week's mailbag if you can't make it on the show, a little shy, or listen on delay via iTunes or ddpradio.com. And while we're talking about Stacey Morris, I want to give her a quick plug real quick for her book, Stacey Morris Clean Comfort, which is an amazing book, recipe book, / memoir on clean eating and where she got from that Stacey Morris 345 down to the svelte, slender, happier, and healthier Stacey Morris that she is today. Check it out, Stacey Morris, cleancomfort.com. Robert and Stacey put together an awesome package there. And there's also a hard copy as well that if you want to get to email stacymorris345@yahoo.com for a nominal fee, she will autograph it for you and send you that book in the mail so you can have your own Stacey Morris Clean Comfort in your hands that you can hold and flip through the pages. Old school reading, if you will. And we have another caller on the line. George, I think, is with us. Is that correct, Robert?
Yes.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, George. Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm hanging in there. Speaking of emotional gravity, I'm in the rail out right now.
What's going on, but, you know, how has this affected your routine?
Well, it's gone really bad the last few weeks. I was, like, doing double black diamond twice a week, working out 6 days a week, stuff like that, and I've barely working out maybe 3 or 2 days a week now. It's been pretty bad.
Well, What I tell you, know, life is going to happen either way. I've dealt with it. Stacey's dealt with it. Robert's dealt with it. We've all dealt with it. You know, DDP yoga is a lifestyle, and life is going to happen, whether it's good or bad, or some of each. And you know, the fact that you're working out at all is still a plus. You know, don't look at working out two or three times a week as a bad thing. You know, think of it as I'm working out two or three times a week still. And just remember, you know, every day you wake up, you know, is another chance. And it doesn't mean just because you've missed a couple days of working out doesn't mean you've lost everything. And, you know, you're having a hard time right now, but, you know, we all have hard times. Guess what? You're human. It's going to happen. And, you know, it's everything you lose in momentum or progression can easily be gained back. And things will look up for you, man. I promise. Things will get better at some point. And, you know, you'll be able to turn around. I promise.
Oh, I'm sure I can. I just, you know, it is what it is. But I'm still trying to post my videos up on Team DDP. I'm still doing my weekly 10 count challenge and stuff like that. So I'm still doing some stuff. It's just not as much as I was. But martial gravity does hit you really hard, and I can attest to that.
Absolutely. And some people just tell you, you know, just be positive, be happy, you know, just get out of it, buck up, all this stuff. And sometimes it's not that simple, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes people tell me, just be happy. It's not that simple for a lot of people. You know, depression hits people, things are hard for some people. We all go through it, and, you know, just, you know, getting out the other end with is your main goal right now. You know, sometimes you got to pull yourself out of the funk, and sometimes you got to let the funk pull you out of it. But, you know, you'll get there, man, and keep kicking ass, and keep putting up your videos, and, you know, every day you wake up, it's another chance, man. It could be a good day, it could be a bad, but it's a fresh start, and it's a new chance.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. It's just, you know, right now it's just tough, everything going on with my mother and everything, so.
Well, you know, sometimes it's a matter of you got to balance between weathering the storm and feeling, you know, feeling the uncomfortable, yucky feelings that go with whatever situation is going on, and also balancing that with taking action in whatever way you can, whether it's a workout or whether it's reaching out for support, or like Liz was saying, you know, do something for someone else, even if it's a small, even if it's a comment, a positive comment on Facebook, you know, because that will reinforce, you know, your positive connections to people.
I agree with you on that, Stacey. I've been doing that as well. I've been with Team DDP Yoga. This is 27 months now. I've had ups and downs, injuries, came back. But this one's hit me really hard. I don't know. I've never felt like this before. It's driving me crazy.
Well, keep connected to the community, and if you have to get, you know. Look, I've gone to support groups throughout my recovery career. You know, you might have to really reach out for some extra help, and there's nothing wrong with that either. Support groups, therapy, you know, reach out to your clergy, whatever. You know, just you might need some really extra, like, bolstering right now, and you don't have to do it alone.
I appreciate that.
All right, George, hang in there, brother. And, you know, we're always here at Team DDP Yoga in the community. And, you know, everyone here is willing to listen. So get on the boards, get on the website, and, you know, you'll get through this, man. It may not be easy. It may not be, you know, the ideal situation that you're looking for. But, you know, I promise, man, one step at a time, you'll get through it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
thank
brother.
You for calling in, George.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, take care, man.
You too.
All right, and our last caller is Pamela. Pamela, hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and I just want to, I don't know whether or not you're able to answer such a question that I'm about to ask, but I've been doing DDP. Prior to that, I had been through several surgeries. I had been crushed, and I worked through... I had been bedridden, fairly bedridden. Now I feel so much better. Got through all the injuries and the initial pains of starting to get my body active. The only thing that hasn't improved is I have three herniated discs in my neck and the planks. I can do the planks as far as the position fine, but it aggravates the neck even though I keep the neck low. I don't crank it up. Is there anyone out there with advice as far as how does that improve? Is there a way to do it around herniated discs? There's so many of us out there injured. Does anyone have advice for me?
Oh, well,
it's that's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest and say I don't have any personal experience with that. But I would, you know, I would hit up Yoga Doc, you know, through Facebook. Are you in touch with him? Do you know who Yoga Doc is?
I know who he is through the workouts.
Yeah, he's very available, I mean, to team members. If you have a, you know, an injury question, you can definitely contact him through Facebook. He's, you know, doctor of chiropractic medicine. He helped fashion the workouts. So
terrific.
He'd be the one that I would turn to. But Robert and Mike, do you have any experience with herniated discs in the neck?
Well,
no,
that obviously.
That would have been my answer, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you check with Yoga Doc or your own doctor. You don't want to push it too far. And Robert, Stacey, and I were talking off the air, and some people just like, you know, pain is gain. Pain is not gain. Pain is pain. And if you're in pain, then something's not, you know, working right. And talk to your doctor, talk to Yoga Doc, and see what they say. And obviously, you know, you don't want to mess up anything that's already, you know, messed up in your system. You know, do what you can, find what's comfortable for you, maybe get in the community, find out what works for other people. But I'd message Yoga Doc on Facebook or the DDP Yoga website, or talk to your own doctor, because I don't want to tell you to do anything that's in the next.
No, thank you. I'll do so. I'll definitely contact Yoga Doc. But I do want to say this. The initial little pains that I was talking about was just getting through the stiffness and things like that. Because this DDP yoga is what basically saved my body and changed my life. And I've only been doing it way less than a year. And I feel so much younger and more vibrant. So there is a little bit of gain to a little bit of pain, but I agree with you, you know, not to overdo. Yoga Doc, thank you very much for that resource.
Yeah. That's great news, though, Pamela, and I think that's the experience of so many people who have injuries or just, you know, they're out of shape. The more you do the workouts, it just really changes the body in such a wonderful way. And so that's great to hear that you're having a positive experience with that.
Absolutely. Thank you all for all your support and time.
Oh,
right,
thank you, Pamela. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And we were talking about the Positively Page book by Diamond Dallas Page. We're giving away a signed copy here tonight. We were going to do a call-in thing. We're going to do a call-in information, but we figured, you know, not everyone's comfortable on the phone, so why don't we bring it to the chat room? And we're going to give the chat room a chance to answer the DDP Yoga Bangin' Pop Quiz of the day. So, Stacey, if you want to monitor the chat room for the correct answer, what we're doing is we're going to ask the question. You have to wait until the question is completed. First person to pop up in the chat room, Stacey, you're going to have to be like the NASCAR judge who's at the finish line. And the first person to pop up with the correct answer is going to go home with a copy of Positively Page by Diamond Dallas Page, a great autobiography. And it's going to be signed by Dallas as well. So, we're ready to ask the question. Gentlemen, start your engines. And Stacey's going to be the judge of this. And if you do win, make sure you email robert@dallaspage.com and get your prize, Positively Page by DDP. All right, the question is, and you can't answer until I finish the last word of the question or you're disqualified. So, Stacey, you're going to have to stay on this.
Okay,
all right.
I'm on.
All right. The pop question, bangin' pop question, quiz question of the day is, this DDP Yoga veteran and his tattoo are featured on the Below the Belt DVD, where he is known for turning stuff on. What is his name? All right, let's see who we got here.
We need Jeopardy music in the background. We have a winner.
Oh,
we have a winner. Dave Orr. Dave Orr said it's Jimbo.
Jimbo,
and then he also said Jim Patterson. So Dave is like, you know, he is really on the trivia.
Absolutely, Dave. And Dave deserved it. He's worked so hard and just got a certification as well. So Dave Orth is going to be going home with a copy of Positively Paged by Diamond Dallas Page. The correct answer was Jim Patterson, a past guest here at DDP Radio, and a great dude as well. So that does it for DDP Radio this week. We're going to hit you guys the last promo to close out the show. And then once again, we're going to bring Roddy Piper back to put over a little bit of DDP yoga from his podcast, Piper's Pit. But Stacey Morris, thank you so much for everything this week.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks for the wonderful plug for my book. I appreciate it.
And Robert, as always, thank you so much, man. We couldn't do it without you, brother.
No problem. You guys have a good week.
You too, absolutely, Robert.
Until next week, remember that every day you wake up and your heart is still pounding, there's blood pumping through your veins, it's a new day to get up and own the day. So stand up, own the day, own your life. I'll see you guys next week with Stevie Richards, former WWE superstar, and have a little Roddy Piper hot rod to close us out for the show. See you guys.
It's time now. I got to tell you about my friend Diamond Dallas Page, who is the guy that invented DDP yoga. Now, he came up with DDP yoga after he got hurt in the ring and almost couldn't wrestle anymore. I mean, it was going to be the end for him. All right, now I know this guy personally, and I don't vouch for nobody, but I vouch for this man. And when he saw how it saved his career, like he rehabilitated himself by himself, made it up, worked with yoga, got different people, put a program together, he decided to share it with everyone because he was down, he was out, and he brought himself back and became the world champion. Now, DDP yoga, it ain't your mama's yoga, okay? This is a cardio workout. It'll get your heart rate going. DDP yoga builds strength and flexibility. And it's really easy on the joints, too. He's been trying to get me to do this for years, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to try it. Because DDP has already helped thousands of people around the world, and now he can do the same for you. This is a guy, I'm Roddy Piper now. I know this guy. I know how dedicated he is. I wouldn't do a commercial for him if I didn't believe it. And here's your chance to try DDP yoga, because I'm going to. Dallas Page, Diamond Dallas Page is offering my listeners, only my listeners, a great deal on the Max Pack. Now, figure it out here. Watch this. 15 workouts that anyone can do. It's got a nutritional guide, a meal planner, and recipes. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Piper. That's ddpyoga.com/Piper to take advantage of a special offer only available to my listeners, Hot Rod's listeners. One more time. That's ddpyoga.com/Piper. You can also go to podcastone.com, all right? Click on the Keep Our Podcasts Free banner, and then click on Piper's Pit. It'll take you straight to DDP Yoga. Listen, everything else aside, I've seen him work miracles with Scott Hall, Jake the Snake, bring him back. He's a real thing. He's my friend. He's a hell of a man. DDP Yoga. You got a problem, you give it a try.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.